Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. There's no better place than to be in the arms of Jesus. Amen. 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 If you love the Lord, stand up on your feet and give him the highest praise ever, which is hallelujah. Glory to his name. Praise him. He is so worthy of all our praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, niece. My niece, Tiffany. I requested that song. That's a no better song in this time of hour. To be safe in his arms. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, continue standing. We're going to go to the book of Genesis. Genesis. The beginning. Chapter 25. Begin at verse 20. If we have it, say amen.
Amen.
And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there was twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out. And his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Turn to your neighbors and say, title of the message is... The struggle within.
The struggle within.
Turn to your other neighbor. The struggle within. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. We praying for you, Sister Yolanda, Kiki, and the grandson. I forgot. Theo. Okay, there you go. her service, Sister Gladys Harvey's service, will be tomorrow at Perfection Church. 2:30 is the family hour. 3 o'clock is the homegoing service. That's on Nevada and Van Dyke. Well, if you can, come and support this young lady. They've been around for many, many, many years. I think I watched Kiki when they've been born. Yep, out there. Yeah, your water broke in my car. I'm just telling all your business. I was like, Sister Gladys, we gotta go get some towels. Let me stop. But I was there with them side by side. Me and Sister Gladys, we walked the halls right along with Yolanda, trying to get you out. Well, thank God you're here today. Amen. What a beautiful young lady you are.
Amen.
Isaac, he was the promised seed, the son of Abraham and Sarah. He was 40 years old when he married Rebekah. What I love, especially about Isaac, he was a prayer warrior. He got down and prayed. He was never ashamed to pray. And Rebekah, she was very beautiful to look upon. She was gorgeous. They say, fine as wine. She was a virgin. She was kind. She was unselfish. But one thing she had against her, she was barren. She couldn't bear any children. just like her mother-in-law Sarah was, and Abraham. Abraham, can you imagine Abraham and Sarah, 89 years old, having a baby? And there was 190 when Isaac came, when he was born. But right before Abraham died, he had a special request, and he made it to his servant, the elder servant. If you want to read along that story, I'm not going to go through all of it in Genesis chapter 24. At his request, he sent his servant to go get a wife for Isaac, but not from the Canaanites. He said, you go back to my country.
That's right.
And go get a wife. And his servant said, like, I know she want to come with me. What you talking about? He said, go. Just go. Go do as I ask you to do. And the servant, he even prayed himself. He got down on his knees and bowed his head. And he prayed and he made entreatment to the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. Now, if it's from you, it's your will, Lord, let this woman come to this well. Not only offer me something to drink, and I offer my camels, all my animals, something to drink. And she sure did that, exactly what his request was. And so he took him to Isaac. See, Isaac, he had a covenant relationship with God, just like his father Abraham. He was the type of man, he got right in the struggle with Rebecca. See, they were married 20 years, and she wanted a child. It was promised from generations that Abraham was going to have seed upon the land. And they wanted a child. And she inquired of the Lord. They prayed together. They sought the Lord. They didn't give up in their prayers. You know, sometimes we pray and we don't get what we want. You know, we get mad at God. We blame God. You didn't answer me. You didn't hear me. You see the struggle I am in.
Come on now.
One thing to do, the Lord answered their prayer. Right. She became happy. She was going to have a baby. And they were rejoicing in the fact how the Lord answered. And one thing, too, about Rebecca, she didn't get up. She had a willing, listening ear.
Amen.
She waited.
Amen.
Pastor Gardner preached about patience the other Sunday. Like, we don't want to wait. But the Lord said, wait, I say on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he answered the prayer. And they sought the Lord together, and they worked at it for 19 years. In the 20th year, she became pregnant, and Isaac was 60 years old by then. It's always good to have someone to be right by your side, praying with you and for you.
Yes, Lord.
There was a team of one. They got together. They was in the struggle together. They were so overjoyed and happy. We gonna have a baby. And you know how you? Well, I don't know. Well, I ain't never had no baby. when Denise was pregnant, I was like, "Oh, we having a baby!" I was overjoyed. I was like, "Oh, I want a girl." Like, I won't. You hear what I say? I won't. and we want to, but she didn't realize all the struggle, all the heartache, all the pain, all the suffering that goes on in within your body and within your life for your blessing. See, people give up during that time. Anytime God answers your prayer, you better believe there's going to be a struggle.
Amen.
There's going to be trouble heading your way. There's going to be trials and tribulation wherever you got carrying in your womb. You got to stand strong during that testing time. We got to still seek his face
That's
when
right.
we don't understand.
That's right. That's
we
right.
still got to pray.
Amen.
We still got to worship him and praise him and give him glory, give him honor. Still got to bless his holy name.
Yes, yes, yes.
But we have a price to pay.
Yes.
In that during that time, we got to seek his will.
Amen.
It's going to cost us a lot
yeah.
to get to that victorious side. We are winners.
Amen.
We just got to get there.
Amen.
It's that internal struggle within us. That's the most painful. That we don't understand. It's hard when you're going through. You can't see his face. We're like, where are you, God?
Yes.
The pain, the hurt, and the struggle that no one sees or understands what you're going through. That internal pain.
Right.
We be smiling on the outside while we're struggling within. We laughing, but we struggling within.
Right.
We help everybody else out,
right.
but we are struggling within.
That's right.
We pray for everybody,
yes.
but we struggling within.
That's right.
Sometimes you feel isolated all alone because the internal struggle is real.
Amen.
It's intense at times. I remember when I was going through the cancer, and I was like, and I was walking through Carmanis, the hallway. They were telling me, you got to go to this other room, you know, and they're going to give me chemo and radiation. And I'm walking, and the hallway probably was short, but it seemed so long. And I felt so alone and isolated, like I'm the only one going through this. I felt like Elijah, sitting under the juniper tree. Like I'm all alone in this thing. The pain is so intense and it's real, it's hurting. God, do you hear my cry? Why am I going through this? You know we question God.
Yeah,
of course.
But Rebecca was happy. She is no longer barren because she is pregnant now. What are you pregnant with?
Come on now.
What are you carrying in your womb?
Come on now.
Possibilities, potentials. God deposits everything in us. So she expecting. You know, there's none that seems to stop this struggle within her. So she asked God. So that's what you do. You go right to the Father. Don't go ask your boss, your husband, your wife, your children, your friends, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media. Don't go ask them. Go straight to the Father.
Right. Right.
She asked him, she said, if it be so, why I am thus? What's going on with me? I wanted this child, but I didn't want all this pain, this suffering I'm going through. I want this job. But my boss is still getting on my nerves. Co-workers.
Come on now.
Why, Lord? Why? If it be so, why am I thus? There's a place in our walk with God where we just can't rely on people.
All right.
We do have to pray for our own selves.
Yes, right.
We do have to call on God for our own selves. That's the time to call on God. She began to question, why I'm struggling so much on inside?
Yeah.
Why I'm feeling like there's a fight within me?
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be like this, Lord, and then fighting and struggling in me, I don't want it. I don't want to be pregnant. Take right now, abort it.
Yeah.
Let me miscarry. Let me do something. I don't want to go through this pain. That's what we don't want to go. We don't want to go through the pain, heartache, trial, tribulation.
Come on now.
We want to reach the top without crawling. We don't want to walk. We don't want to take the baby steps. The pressure of life is upon us so hard, so intense, that we blame God. And we question him and question him. Now, I question him too. I don't want them fighting me. If it's so good, Lord, why does it feel so bad? Lord, if it's really you doing this, why am I having so much trouble in my life? Lord, if it's something that's born of you, I'm asking all the questions for y'all. Why it's so painful to carry?
Amen.
God, where in the world are you? Where are you? I need some help. I cannot do this by myself. I can't bear this pain without you. I can't birth this child. What have you got going on in my life? I can't do it without you. My life seems out of balance. I'm out of kilter. I need you to handle this for me, Lord. If you don't help me, Lord, I'm not going to pass this test. She began to cry out, so, if it be so, why am I thus? Why, God, why? Lord, if you gave me this job, why is it driving me so crazy? Lord, you saved me. How come sometimes I don't feel like I'm saved? Lord, if it's a blessing, why do I feel like I'm cursed? What's the purpose that you have for me in my life? I want to know. Because it's so much unbearable pain. What's going on? Why is it so hard? I just asked you for that baby. That's it. Have you ever felt so blessed and burdened all at the same time?
Yes. Yeah.
What's going on inside of me? Seem like the wheat and the tears coming up inside of me at the same time. Blessings over here. I'm broken over here. I'm prospering over here. And I'm confused over there. I got favor over here. And hell is going on over there.
Say that.
What's going on? I'm rejoicing 1 minute and crying the next. Because the struggle is real. Now, I know I've been in a lot of delivery rooms. And how they had the babies. Like that baby over there, she crying for me. But this lad, one of them particular, was Sister Rojette. And the lady, you know I fainted her one time. Not at you, Kiki. But Sister Rojette and Sister Gilmer and Sister Denise, the doctors, you know, it's time. And I thought I was getting away with it. Because I snuck out the room because they fell asleep. I said, okay, I'm good. Because it's going to change. I had this baby right now because it's going to be a long time. And I'm hungry. I'm gone. As soon as I got to the parking lot, I got a phone call. They didn't know that though. she gonna have it. I said, okay. I said, come on, Denise, we're gonna go back up there. Bro, she had us back up there. I was like, where the father at? I'm gonna have my share of this. So Sister Gilmer had one leg and Denise had the other leg, and I'm at the top. I'm the coach. Now I'm coaching Bro Jenny. Breathe. Now, they're telling them to bear down, you know. And I was like, yeah, bear down. And and then that doctor say, come here. What you telling her to come here? Then he said, she talking to you? I said, no, she ain't. keep talking to me. And you know how a kid when they're in trouble, your parents tell you to come in, and they walk so slow, and then you get madder and madder because they're walking slow. I was just that kid. I was inching. So I got on the side of the doctor, but I didn't want. So then she said, No. She's going to have a stool chair. I'm like, what in the world? You want me to sit? What? I am doing fine coaching her. Why you want me to sit where you sitting at? So she was talking about, yeah, tell her to bend out. Don't you see the head? I was like, I don't want to do this. Lord, please, why? Why she had to tell me this? I was like, oh my God. And then she was saying, you know, there's pain and pressure.
Yeah.
I said, that's a good point. Pressure. Tell her, push. I said, can I go back up there and tell her? She can hear me from here. She said, no. She was instructing me on everything. I was like, oh, God, I'm glad I'm sitting down. But she said, but sometimes in life that we have to bear down and endure the pressure. We have to endure the pain. We have to take a deep breath and go through. It might have been funny at that time, but it was a lesson I was taught. We have to bear. Endure. Don't give up on God. Seek His face. It may seem hard to us, but God got a preordained plan for it. He's trying to grow us up.
Yeah.
We got to keep moving. We got to keep shifting. We got to keep going forward in God.
That's right.
And in the things of God. And that baby, she was explaining to me how that baby was shifting and moving and going down the birth canal and stuff. You know, and I'm thinking the baby up here, you're high and stuff. I'm like, yeah, the baby's moving. I said, well, it's slow. But that shifting is doing that shifting time. And just like football, they get down and up, get ready, and the quarterback calls up, or call the call out, and then they say, you know, they'll shift over. Then they'll shift back. Trying to get through that end zone. Trying to trick the defense team. We got a lot of shifting to do in life.
Amen.
Whatever arrows are coming at you,
Come on.
You gotta move.
Okay.
You gotta move with God.
Yeah.
And in God.
That's right.
But God answered her prayer. He said in verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. What's going on today? Ishmael still fighting Isaac in the Middle East. Jacob is still wrestling with Esau in the Middle East. Each one of them are still claiming rights. And they are still fighting over their birthright.
Amen.
They are killing one another.
Today.
They are blowing themselves up today.
Today.
They are beheading people.
Come on,
they
now.
Are killing their own children.
Come on now.
Today.
Tell it.
People are being burnt alive. And they are being beheaded right before people. But she was carrying something that she didn't understand. God gave her the answer.
Yes.
We don't know sometimes what we're carrying on the inside of us.
That's right.
We may be in a fight right now. You think it's all about you. But it's not.
Right.
It's all about the Savior.
Yeah.
It's all about the King. It's all about God. Because He created us to bless Him. To praise Him, to worship Him, irregardless of what we're going through, it's all about Him.
That's
Because see, we're going to meet him back in the end anyway. How you live your life on this earth. Till God calls each one of us home. And we're going to have to give an account.
That's right.
Whether good or bad. Whatever comes out of our mouth. Even our thought life. We're going to be judged. So we have to be careful with our words. We have to be careful what we're thinking. If it's not about the Father or bringing some other souls into the kingdom of God, is it worth it? The enemy will love to break us down. I'm talking about this flesh. Want us to be defeated. Want us to think our life is not worth it.
That's right.
That's why the attack is so fierce at times. It's not about you. I always say, God, you get the glory out of my life.
That's right. That's right.
If I done you wrong, forgive me.
That's right.
I repent. Sin known and unknown.
Amen.
Even my thought life,
Amen.
I repent.
Amen.
Before it come out my mouth, I'm going to repent of it.
Come on now.
If I said anything to you wrong, I'm repenting.
That's right.
If I should have said something that I should have said, in the right in the eyes of God,
right.
I still repent. It's not about you.
Amen.
Sometimes we think it's all about us. It's not about us.
Man.
Come on, sis.
But we have to bear down and give birth to it. Even we have to cry. Even we have to moan. We have to holler. Even though we scream. Because there's a shifting taking place.
Yeah.
It is about where God is taking you. Sometimes he elevates us. He's trying to elevate us. Or he's trying to take us to higher heights. But we worry about all this other stuff. He said, but I got you. Just turn it over to me.
Yes, that's right.
Put it in my hands. I'm the burden carrier.
That's right.
Release them unto me.
Yes.
You live your life. Enjoy. Don't be down. Don't have sad look on your face at all times. So if you have a sad look on your face, I don't want to be around you. Because I may be going through something and I look at your face and you look worse than me. Be an encouragement. But we have to pay a price. But it's going to be worth it in the end. We just got to get through it. What we have to do is fight by being in the presence of God. Turn on some worship music. I'm always going to say this. Turn off the TV. Get off Facebook. Get off Twitter. Get off everything.
Amen.
We need to go back where we first started with the Lord.
Right.
We need to get on our knees and pray more. Seek his face. What do you want? If it be so, Lord, why am I thus? He's going to answer you. We got to pray and worship him. We got to be in church. Got to be in prayer meeting. We got to study God's word. It behooves me. I hear people say, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. But you don't study the word of God. Loving him is to know him.
That's right.
How are you going to know him without his rhema word or his logos word? How are you going to know? How? I'm so glad I had parents that raised us up like that. He said, I don't care if you read one scripture a day. As long as you get some, let God do the rest.
Amen.
I don't care what I did. Every day I studied my Bible.
Amen.
And it was intriguing to me. I just didn't want to read one scripture. I wanted to read the whole book. I wanted to get to know the Lord. My mama always said, you got to pray. I'm so tired of praying, Mama. There's nothing. You know, I was younger then. I didn't understand. I was like, I'm always sick. She said, I know, baby. But you got to pray. I said, won't you pray for me then? Pray for me so I can quit struggling to learn how to pray. And she did. But we got to keep fighting, keep moving, keep striving.
That's right.
To keep going forth. Mm-hmm. We got to fight. But one thing I'm closing. Esau came out first. By natural law, the birthright really belongs to him. Mm-hmm. Esau represented the flesh. He was carnal. He was a hunter. He'll kill anything that's before him. Anything and anybody. Because he represented the flesh. He was wild.
Yeah.
He was untamed. He was out of control. He was extroverted.
Yeah.
Now Jacob, he was more timid. He was more tame. He was controllable. He was teachable. He was trainable. He was tenderhearted. He was an introvert. Our birthday represents our flesh coming out. The day we received salvation was the day we were born again.
Say that.
Jacob wanted Esau food. Jacob wanted Esau. I'm sorry. No. Yeah, he did. Jacob waited until Esau got hungry.
Yeah.
Because he knew flesh would sell his birthright. Don't sell out. Do not sell out. If you're going to get victory over the flesh, we got to understand how it works. Our flesh lives by what we see. Our flesh lives by what we hear. Our flesh lives by what we can touch and see. It lives by the senses that you talked about today in corporate anointing. Flesh want to please self. Was that enemy, that born again spirit. See, God only deals with the spirit realm. Spirit to spirit. He ain't got nothing to do with the flesh. The elders shall serve the younger. It is the Christ in you, the hope of glory. We can get along. The struggle within. Amen. Everyone stand up. We glorify the Lord. He'll help us in our time of struggle. Gotta seek his face. That's why I love that scripture. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. But I'm going to take a little further. We're going to go beyond the hills. We're going to go right straight to the throne room of God.
Amen.
We lift up our hands. We bow down before the Lord. This is the time to do it. I know sometimes we get tired going through. I know people say, Katrina hit us. 9-1-11 hit us. Harvey hit us. Soon as we start to recover, then here come Jose. And now the other one, Maria. In Mexico getting three earthquakes. Another one happened yesterday. Hundreds and hundreds of people are leaving out of this world. Will you be ready? If he was to call you home right now, will you be ready? Will you be ready to answer the call? Or are you going to say, Lord, I got to get through my struggles first. Let me get through. Let me get it right first. No, You may not have time to get it right. The time is now. The time of salvation is now. If you haven't received the Lord as your personal Savior, and you're not ashamed to raise your hand, if He knows you, He is your Lord and Savior, and you sure that you're going to make it to heaven, don't raise your hand up. But if you know you received Him in your heart, in your spirit, raise your hand up. And we're going to come on down. If you never ever received the Lord, come on, never ever received the Lord, come on down. If you never ever have accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, don't be ashamed. I saw more than one hand. If you feel comfortable, everybody close their eyes. If you're not sure, don't be ashamed. But we all did that road before, walked this road before. Now, if you want to rededicate your life, you can come on back down here also.
Amen.
We will rejoice with you. Great hand. Coming back into the kingdom. Coming back into the fold of God.